Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 8:30 here on this Thursday morning. 56 degrees. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was remembered Wednesday at the court in front of grieving family, colleagues, and friends as a prophet for justice who persevered against long odds to become an American icon. Meanwhile, crowds grew outside waiting for a chance to pay their respects. In the court's great hall, the eight justices were masked along with everyone else because of the coronavirus pandemic. They were gathering for the first time in more than 6 months for the ceremony to mark Ginsburg's death from cancer last week at age 87. As the coronavirus continues to impact people worldwide, one company says it may have a vaccine ready soon. Fox's Phil Keating has more on this story.
The nation's top doctors hit Capitol Hill updating senators about the country's coronavirus response, as well as the latest timeline on when a vaccine might be available, each expressing optimism that could happen by the end of the year. Johnson & Johnson announced its work on a vaccine candidate has now entered the final trial stage. This will involve 60,000 volunteers both inside and outside this country, and unlike the other leading vaccine candidates, J&J's would only require a single shot.
A Senate Republican report on the Bidens has been released and focuses mainly on the actions of Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
The 87-page report says in 2015, two senior State Department officials, George Kent and Amos Hochstein, raised concerns to Vice President Joe Biden's office and even Mr. Biden himself about the perception of a conflict of interest regarding Hunter Biden's role on Burisma's board. Quote, despite the efforts of these individuals, their concerns appear to have fallen on deaf ears. The Biden campaign says the document is hardcore right-wing conspiracy theory. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the two Republican chairmen who led this report.
This entire disgraceful affair and the Johnson report should be relegated to the dustbin of history.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
An accused drug dealer who was deported last year is once again facing drug charges after illegally returning to the U.S.
The Wichita Eagle reports that 28-year-old Raul Valenzuela Arce was charged in U.S. District Court in Topeka. He is accused of distributing methamphetamine. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says Valenzuela Arce was arrested in March 2019 in Topeka on state drug and gun charges. The KBI says Valenzuela Arce agreed while jailed to become a KBI informant. In return, charges against him would be dismissed. Instead of helping police, Valenzuela Arce allegedly returned to committing drug crimes. Court filings show he was deported to Mexico in November. Investigators said they found out that Valenzuela Arce was back in Topeka on July 22nd, and he was arrested again.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez reporting. President Trump awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor to Sergeant Major Thomas Paine on the 19th anniversary of 9/11.
Sergeant Paine helped rescue dozens of hostages who were set to be executed by Islamic militants in Iraq in 2015.
He joins the immortal company of our most revered American heroes. Pat, you personify the motto, Rangers lead the way, and you inspire us all. It is now my privilege to present Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Paine with the Congressional Medal of honor.
The president also recounted the story of the 9/11 attacks from the eyes of Sergeant Payne.
News of the attack on our nation's great, great country. This was just an attack like has never happened to us. But it went through Pat's high school and went through his classroom, and Pat was sitting there listening. His teacher solemnly told the students that their generation had a fight to win.
Sergeant Payne commanded the team that rescued the hostages after sprinting through gunfire and overpowering the enemy. Payne also took members of his team into a burning building to rescue additional hostages that were imprisoned. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. Now open with safety guidelines, curbside and carryout are available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning, low clouds will be on the way out of south-central Kansas, and with a gradual clearing sky, temperatures should be near 80 around noontime, 85 for the high this afternoon. With a clear sky overnight, our low 62, then breezy and warmer Friday with a high 90, 92 on Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 56 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 836 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is time for entertainment news. We call it the blur. Jad Chambers is blurring today, Jad.
That's right, and we've got some interesting anecdotes from a hard rocker in a new tell-all book. Here's Fox's Laura Ingle with more.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Hellbent, Valetta.
British heavy metal rocker and Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford is revealing more than just what kind of leather he likes in his forthcoming autobiography titled Confess. He's also revealing how things went when he met the Queen at Buckingham Palace back in 2005. Halford's tale of the meet and greet include how he broke royal protocol during the face-to-face with Her Majesty by reaching out for a handshake, a huge no-no in the royal world. Halford says when he did, the Queen took the moment to ask him, "Heavy metal, why does it have to be so loud?" Halford recalls that the best answer he could offer when placed on the spot was, "It's so we can bang our heads, Your Majesty." No word on if Halford left behind a copy of any Judas Priest albums such as British Steel as a gift. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Good stuff there. Not too bad.
Can't shake hands with the Queen.
Exactly. Yeah. Several Disney films being pushed out of their fall premiere dates. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino.
Disney has pushed several of its films set to premiere this fall.
Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes.
Among those postponed, the highly anticipated Marvel film Black Widow, starring Scarlett Johansson, Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, and Kenneth Branagh's Death on the Nile. However, there is some good news. Pixar's Soul has stayed on its scheduled theatrical date, November 20th. Nothing is headed to Disney+. Black Widow will now premiere May 7th, 2021. Spielberg's West Side Story gets pushed to next Christmas, while Death on the Nile moves from October to December 18th of this year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Netflix has a surprise for fans of a classic 90s film. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
What seems like Steve Martin's character George receiving a Zoom invite and the text, 25 years later, the Banks family returns for a very special event to benefit World Central Kitchen. The 1991 film depicts a father having a tough time coming to terms with his daughter's engagement. Co-writer Nancy Myers first teasing a potential reunion on Instagram. The surprise will premiere Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Netflix, YouTube, and Facebook. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, that was for Father of the Bride fans. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for fans of the movie Father of the Bride. Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've seen the original, this one's, in my estimation, it's awful. But, you know.
Sure.
Compared to the original.
Yeah. Sure.
Spencer Tracy, Elizabeth Taylor. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Had some audio issues on that one, kind of strange. But
yeah.
we'll move on. On this day in television history... That's right. The Munsters on this day in television history. Yeah.
The weird car.
The very strange car, yes, that they had. And, of course, well, it was a strange family because Fred Gwynn played a Frankenstein. He was the head of the household, household Herman Munster. Yvonne DiCarlo was a vampire, his wife Lily.
Yeah.
And Butch Patrick was their son, but Butch Patrick was a half vampire, half werewolf. So, not sure
kind of a mixture there.
Yeah. Not sure exactly what happened there. Don't really want to look into it too far, but I'm that's sure. The Munsters premiering on this date in 1964. And then later on in 1977, we had another premiere. You talked about this earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. The Love Boat. Love Boat premiering on this day in television history in 1977.
It was a Jack Jones theme.
Yeah. Now, you saw him perform live, didn't you? Did you not?
I think Ted and I both went down there to see Jack Jones, and he would not sing this song.
Yes, he refused to sing the theme to Love Boat.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd imagine just about everywhere he goes, probably somebody, do Love Boat.
He's sung it about a million times.
Yeah, so he probably doesn't like it that much. One of the episodes from season 9 was actually ranked number 82 on TV Guide's 100 greatest episodes of all time. Huh. Not too bad. Ran for 9 seasons. Love Boat premieres on this day in 1977. It was on this day in music history. Yep, it was on this day in music history that Nirvana's Nevermind was released. It was their second album, but it was actually their first from a major label. So that was on this day in 1991, Nirvana released Nevermind. It was also on this day in music history, we had this one.
The Monkees.
Yeah, the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. Basically, it entered the Billboard Top 40 on this day in 1966. So, on this day in 1966, we had the Monkees and the last train to Clarksville. We have some birthdays today, Steve. You'll enjoy this one very much, I think.
For sure.
Let's just go with just this one birthday today. Football defensive tackle Mean Joe Green, 74 years old today. Is a recipient of 2 NFL Defensive Player of the Year awards, 5 first-team All-Pro selections, and 10 Pro Bowl appearances. He's widely considered to be one of the greatest defensive linemen to play in the NFL, but, of course, just about everybody remembers him for this commercial.
Mr. Green?
Yeah?
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay. A Coke Thanks. And a smile
makes me feel yep. good. So there it is.
And the conclusion.
Well, of course, the conclusion to that.
Throws him his jersey.
Tosses the kid his jersey. Or was it his jersey or was it a towel? Or,
I think it was his jersey.
Whatever it was, he tosses it back to the kid. Yeah, everybody remembers Mean Joe Green for that one. The Coke commercial that he was in. And finally, Steve, drama yesterday on CBS, Love Island. Justine tells Caleb the reason she has been timid with him.
It's been like weirdly difficult because I'm definitely having moments where I'm like self-sabotaging just to kind of guard my heart a little bit, and the reason for that is like I feel like it's like too good to be true kind of thing, so I like get super guarded. And but I just reached a point where I like want to let go of all those things that, you know, I was like bringing into this, like based on my past heartbreak.
Like, I wish you wouldn't play that. But you play that like I almost, I'm like almost in like tears. Like, oh man.
Yeah, if you were playing if you were playing the like drinking game there.
Love Island.
Mm. Yeah, it's Love Island.
Like
CBS.
Island.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's the blur today, Steve, but the blur every day is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Family-owned appliance repair serving customers in Wichita for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525 at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
737 to 737 pilots ready to go back to work. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.